Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY, the Lucy Ann Lance Show, our Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor, presenting our Around the Home segment each week. Pete Nowakowski back with us. He is the Communications Manager for Bragg Ann Arbor.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Well, it's always fun talking about homes, right, and everything that goes in them.
Yep.
And joining us today is Josh Barron. He is the owner, along with his family, of Esquire Interiors over on the west side of Ann Arbor. Josh is third generation in the business, and he's been working with Esquire since 2011. Before that, I didn't realize this. You owned and operated your own blind repair and cleaning company. I guess I did remember this, but I didn't remember it was in Steamboat Springs, Colorado.
Yeah, it was. It was small time. It was really just to feed my skiing addiction and fishing addiction. So while I was out there, I found myself networking through hockey. And
because you played at Eastern,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, played at Eastern, and that was one of the first things I kind of got into out there. And I met a gentleman who owns Steamboat Resorts. So there was no one repairing shades at the time or cleaning. So I got into that and then started selling shades as well. And it, like I said, it gave me the freedom to do what I wanted to do and get it out of my system.
How'd you decide to come back home and work in the family business, which has been around since when again?
1952.
Amazing story.
Yeah. I moved home in 2009. So things were still good out west economically. However, being just small time out there and skiing all the time and just having fun, I couldn't afford a home, and it was starting to bother me that I was renting all the time.
Yeah.
So I moved home, and that was during the crash. So I was able to buy houses when I moved home. So I bought one and flipped one in Chelsea and bought another one and flipped it in Ypsilanti. Mm-hmm. And I actually while I was doing that, I worked for a coffee company, Bear Claw Coffee Company, some family friends of ours. I was their distribution manager for 2 years.
Ah.
And then finally, just things kind of evolved, and there was an opening at Esquire, and it was time. And, so it just kind of worked out.
An opening at his own family's company, a company that your grandfather started.
Yeah. Yep. My grandfather, Norm, passed away 2 Januaries ago now, but his legacy is still pretty strong at the shop. He was a hardworking guy, came from a family of 12. It was kind of feast or famine. But he started a dry cleaning business in Ypsilanti. He had the first drive-through dry cleaner. It was on Michigan Ave in the old streetcar building.
And the name?
It was Esquire Dry Cleaning. Yeah.
There you go.
So I think he chose that name just because it sounded prestigious, guess. There's no real backstory to it. But when wear and wash fabrics came out in the 60s, that's when they had to adapt. Business slowed down, so they had to make some changes. And that's when they started selling draperies out of the front of the dry cleaner. And then it has evolved from there.
It has evolved in a big way, because besides doing window treatments, which Esquire Interiors is very well known for, the furniture line you added in there, closets you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
Yeah, there's an array. Sometimes I forget of all the product categories. But, we're doing furniture from Norwalk, which is a custom, another family-owned company out of Ohio. We have dining room furniture from Barkman, another U.S.-made company out of Ohio. Custom closets is something we just started getting more serious about. We've always kind of done it, but we have a local fabricator. And we have some very nice displays within the showroom. And it's just a very, there was an opening in the market, and we had a good resource. And I think that it's something that we've been doing well over the years. We just haven't really advertised or marketed it properly.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something that's taking off, and we're very excited about that.
Well, I think we're all interested in getting organized in our lives. Life is so busy. If you've got those things where you can find them, then that's half the battle right there.
Mm-hmm.
What could someone expect to pay for a closet redo like that? And I know it depends on how big it is and what materials, but can you give an idea of what they should plan on?
Yeah, sure. So you can start from your basic white laminate cabinets, with wire racks and all that, and you're going to be somewhere around $200 a unit installed. And when I say unit, you're looking at a 2 to 3 foot wide floor to ceiling unit installed. So From there, it really depends on finishes. There's a lot of bells and whistles, which we have on display at the showroom.
Like but, what?
Well, there's, I think my personal favorite is the wardrobe valet. It's a little telescoping pole that slides in and hides itself, and then you pull it out, and you just, you know, you lay out your clothes for the next day.
Oh, I love that.
We also have, if you have taller ceilings, there are some mechanisms that you can store your clothes up there still and pull them down to... So it's really, really functionally focused, and I think that's what organization's all about, is just being highly functional for your particular space, and that's what we specialize in.
You also specialize in the personnel that you have there. They're experts in what they do to help your customers at Esquire Interiors. Tell us a little bit about who works there.
Yeah, absolutely, and I don't think we would be where we are today if we didn't have the right people on the bus. You know, everyone... that's there has been there for, on average of 7 years plus. So we have Lee Chin, our seamstress, who's been with us for 20 years now. Her kids are going to college now. It's kind of wild. I remember when they were babies in the shop. So,
is she actually making, for instance, the drapes? And
yeah, she makes all of our draperies and valances. And then if you need your dress hemmed before, she does that too. She helps us out. You know, she's family there. Speaking of family, my Aunt Pam is our lead designer. She's been there for a long time, and she's very talented in what she does. My Uncle Mark is our head window treatment installer. Again, very good, very personable. You know, I think the biggest thing is everyone there does a wonderful job of making people feel comfortable. From our flooring installers to our window treatment. Everyone is, we just believe in that.
And so Pam is your dad Ted's sister then? Is
yes.
It? Okay.
Yep.
And they're the children of
Norm and Wanda, yeah.
Your grandparents who started it. So very much family ingrained and still to this day doing that.
Yes, still to this day. And I think one of our newest additions is my wife. She's been there for a little over a year now. She left her job in the marketing and advertising world to come help us with our marketing and advertising. Amanda, yes. Mm-hmm. And she's doing amazing. She's, you know, she started at the front desk. I think we thought that was the best way for her to really learn the business. And she's been there for a year now and is now slowly working out of that, but has a full understanding of the business, and she's a phenomenal salesperson, too. I think that was just a bonus we didn't really expect, but that has worked out well.
Talking about Esquire Interiors, affordable luxury since 1952. Tell everyone where you're located, because you have a new showroom over this last year.
We do have a new showroom, and it is really, really cool, too. It's worth the visit. We're at 6235 Jackson Road, so we're right next to Menards. It is an old freight terminal that we converted, so it has a lot of character and soul, and just a really comfortable feel too. So it's definitely worth a visit.
Josh, it's always great talking with you. Nice family here in Ann Arbor, the Barons, and when's baby Jack gonna get involved?
Jack, he's got a ways to go. Kid's pretty green still, but
how old is he?
He will be 2 in October.
That's your only child right now?
Yeah, okay. As of now, he's at home with Papa Mike.
It's
his Thursdays are his days.
Aww.
But I was just telling Pete out in the lobby, he's really taken to kicking the ball in soccer. So he's dribbling the ball in the backyard right now. I'm sure he is out in the backyard right
now.
We'll
see him in there soon.
Yeah. Oh, he'll be there.
Thanks, Josh. Great talking with you. Pete, anything else coming up with Bragg Ann Arbor real quick?
You know, we have a lot of good events going on. We can rent the space downstairs out for events. So I know you guys help promote that.
Very
That's
cool.
To
and
keep in mind.
Go to BraggAnnArbor.com and find out more. This is 1290 WLBY.